Andy Plank, welcome.
Thanks, Julia. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
And thanks to Three Rivers Music Theater, there is more musical in the air. And they tell me you're the heart of it all. So,
oh gosh, thank you.
Why here? Why now? Why musicals?
I'm from Fort Wayne, and I'm a product of the Fort Wayne theater community. I grew up on the stages of the Civic Theater and First Pres, and I attended Ball State University as a theater major. I moved to New York shortly thereafter, had a career in New York, did Broadway national tours. And in 2009, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer. So I left my career in New York to come home and help my family. And I felt a need to continue being creative. I also noticed a void in the materials being presented on the stages here in Fort Wayne. There were all these great musicals that people say, oh, I love that show, but nobody ever does it. So I had this idea to create my own theater company, and we would be the ones to produce that material. So over the next 7 years or so, I really spent a lot of time honing in what our product was going to be. And here we are in our first season, and it's so exciting.
Good for you, and it sounds like you had quite a journey getting there, but all of the time well spent by you got it going.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. From behind the curtain that you are in charge of, what drives those actors and you directors to want to do musicals?
I don't think there's a more collaborative art form than musical theater. There's no other art form that engages visual artists, musical artists, scenic artists. There's designers, there's musicians, there's instrumental musicians, there's vocal musicians. There's so many different artists that come together to present one piece of art. And that's exciting as a director to be able to collaborate with all of these artists to produce a product. I don't think there's anything else like it.
It's certainly a complex piece to put together. So it is the appeal to you of all of those things and how they
work together. Oh my gosh, it's very exciting. Yeah.
That is great. Now, the rest of your playbill this season is certainly new musical oriented. How did Hair make the list for your summer event?
Well, primarily because it was my mom's favorite show. So this was my way of honoring my mom in our inaugural season. She is like the driving force in my artistic career. And then as a producer, as an artistic director, I felt like Hair is a classic. So it has that nostalgia factor for that generation that grew up on the album and that grew up maybe seeing productions in the 70s. You know, once I started digging into the material and seeing how still relevant these themes are, it's incredibly socially relevant to all the things happening in our society today, which is scary in a way. But then when we can produce a piece like this and still expose areas in our society that we need to continue growth and we need to continue evolving, it's kind of nice to be able to dig a piece like that up and shake people
relevant.
Up a little
sure,
bit.
Sure, sure. That certainly makes sense. With a classic like Hair, do you try to mix it up, change it up, or do you pretty much stick with the original or the earlier presentations?
We're sticking to the early presentations, even down to the way we're amplifying the singers. Every time a soloist starts their song, they grab a handheld mic and it becomes a rock concert. Because in 1968, they didn't have wireless microphones. So we're staying period all the way down to the sound.
Good for you. And we'll be enjoyed by those that remember
yes.
and those that have not quite a clue with what's in store.
Mm-hmm.
Which is more challenging, convincing an audience to try a lesser-known musical or making a well-known musical fresh and appealing?
For our region, I think it's more challenging with the new material. The enthusiasm that we've seen for a piece like Hair was not unexpected.
Right.
We knew that would sort of be a slam dunk, but it was part of our brand, so it was important that we included that. But it's also important to bring those pieces. There's no other way that Fort Wayne, Indiana is going to know these pieces unless somebody does them. So that's why we're doing them. And if we sell 100 tickets or 5,000 tickets, at least we've enriched the artistic growth of the 100 people that saw it with these fabulous new musicals. You know, Pulitzer Prize nominated winning pieces, they're very important. And I'm excited that Fort Wayne and Northeast Indiana is going to get to see them.
Indeed, and you make an important point that is the way to get them to be the future perennial popular ones, starting right on
right.
any given day with that production. What can theatergoers expect in your next two productions?
theatergoers in our next two productions can expect to see some really thrilling musicals. Light in the Piazza is one of the most sensational scores I have ever heard. And Next to Normal is a heavy piece. The score is sort of rock-based, and it's really thrilling.
As I understand, both of these tackle social issues, one in kind of old romantic world Italy, and the other one just a real slice of life of emotion and hard situations overcome. So does the music in a heavier play like this carry the whole drama forward as well?
Oh my gosh, yes. In Next to Normal, we're dealing with a woman with bipolar disorder, and we're tackling subject matter that maybe people want to brush under the rug and sort of go, we don't really talk about that. Well, yes, we do. People are dealing with depression. We're dealing with suicide rates that are astronomical. And the only way to combat that is to talk about it. So we can advocate through these issues with art, and the music drives it all. It's very, very thrilling.
Good for you.
Thank
it takes,
you.
I think, courage to combine the old and the new and make something very meaningful.
Right.
Now, there's a decline in theater going this past decade or more. That's certainly one of the big issues in the arts worlds these days. Does this worry you?
It doesn't worry me. I think once you get a handle on the why, we can begin to sort of aggressively move forward to combat it. There is a worry that the art is dying and that the supporters are quite literally dying. There's a generation of people that grew up on Rodgers and Hammerstein and Cole Porter and Irving Berlin. They're growing fewer in numbers, but 20 years ago, those were your cash cows.
So what is going to be the new cash cow?
Well, we're looking to new Broadway trends like Hamilton and what Lin-Manuel Miranda is writing in New York with In the Heights and these musicals that are writing in a more contemporary style and reaching a more contemporary audience in numbers that we haven't seen in the last 10 years. So we're looking to these new playwrights and composers to say, okay, let's be fearless and try to produce them here in Fort Wayne.
And then who would be your target market that isn't already a musical lover?
Yeah, we're going to go for that younger demographic, the millennials. My generation, I just turned 34, and, you know, we sort of go, there's nothing to do in Fort Wayne. Okay, well, what a cool night out to go all these great new places downtown that are opening. We're becoming sort of a mini metropolis. And then to go see a really cool contemporary show. I think that's appealing to the younger generation who even 5 years ago was going, there's nothing to do here. We're giving you something to do now.
Amen on that one. And in fact, you have your Pearl Street location for your production company. Is that one of the reasons just wanting to be a big part of the downtown?
Oh, it was a must. It was a must to feel a part of the artistic revolution that's happening downtown. And we're thrilled. The location is perfect.
It seems like it is. And Triple Threat Performing Arts Academy is umbrellaed under your own production company. Who and what is this for?
Triple Threat Performing Arts Academy, it's for all ages. We saw the lack of any sort of training after high school age. And we have this huge community of artists involved on the multiple stages in Fort Wayne that sort of go, I wish I could keep growing. I wish I could continue my training, whether it be in dance or singing or acting. Well, now you can. Come take a drop-in tap class. Come take a voice lesson or an acting class.
So it's really all of the things that would increase a musical theater actor's skill set in actor-friendly increments.
Right. Thus, the naming of the studio, Triple Threat Performing Arts Academy. We want to cultivate artists who are triple threats, actors, singers, dancers.
Aha, very clever. And what a good concept. Are you finding plenty of teachers as well as plenty of students for this?
Teachers and students alike, we have been thrilled with the support and enthusiasm for Triple Threat, and our drop-in classes are full, our registration classes are so exciting, and even the little three-year-olds, our itty-bitty ballet and tap classes are so adorable. It's so exciting to start cultivating that art community-wide at all ages.
That's fantastic. Good for you. Now, I know that directing and teaching are keeping you mighty busy in this company. Are you ever going to get a chance to perform in any of these productions?
Oh, boy. I would love to. I'm an actor. It's been so thrilling as a director and artistic director to watch these shows come to fruition. But there is that little part of me that misses the stage. We do have the intention over our second and third seasons to form a relationship with Actors Equity Association, the Professional Actors Union, which would open the door for me or other equity artists in Northeast Indiana to be involved, which is very exciting. So I'd love to at some point.
Because you need another thing to add to your
right. When I can
dramatic
when
lifestyle.
I can be a little more hands off.
And good for you. Good luck on that as well.
Thank you.
Since you've just finished your first weekend run of Hair, I would like to know, what do you hope to take away for the present, feeling good of it all, but especially for the future of Three Rivers Music Theater?
The enthusiasm has been very overwhelming, not only in attendance, but in how vocal our audiences have been in support, both on social media and personally. And it's so fabulous to meet these new people and to hear the very, very positive things that they're saying. In my heart, it's what I always wanted, but I'm rolling the dice here. You know, you never know how people are going to respond, especially in our first season. You hope. And just very exciting to hear the response. People have been so positive about the actors, about the singers, about the design elements, the orchestra, that people sort of say, more of this. Yes, this, we want to see more of this. Thank you for producing this piece, and we know you're very brave in doing so, and keep doing it. And people can expect to be really inspired. People can expect to see some really exciting theater.
And from your vantage point, do you like what you're seeing?
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah, we love it.
Andy Plank is Artistic Director of Three Rivers Music Theater. Andy, thank you for sharing your backstage time with us today. And best of musical adventures to you.
Oh my gosh, thank you, Julia.